This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons Meeting addressed the insecurity of nuclear deterrence. For the first time, an agreement was made by the states' parties to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons to challenge the false narrative of nuclear deterrence. It holds that possession of nuclear weapons will prevent another nation with nuclear weapons from attacking. The treaty states identified deterrence theory as both a threat to human security and an obstacle to progress to nuclear disarmament. The states' parties tasked the International Committee of the Red Cross, the International Campaign for the Abolition of Nuclear Weapons, ICAN, stakeholders and experts to challenge the security paradigm based on nuclear deterrence by, quote, highlighting and promoting new scientific evidence about the humanitarian consequences and risks of nuclear weapons, and juxtaposing this with the risks and assumptions that are inherent in nuclear deterrence, end quote. New scientific evidence about the cascading efforts of nuclear war on food supplies, the financial system, and energy supplies was presented to support the new task. Over 90 countries and over 700 civil society delegates participated in the week-long second meeting of states' parties at the United Nations in New York from November 26 through December 1st. Nearly half of the countries of the world have signed, ratified, or acceded to the treaty. New Mexicans actively participated in the discussions and built stronger bonds with others impacted by nuclear weapons. They shared their unique stories of living in a state where the entire nuclear cycle exists. From uranium mining and milling, nuclear weapons research, development, and testing, to waste disposal, including at the only deep geologic repository in the world for plutonium-contaminated waste from nuclear weapons fabrication. On December 1st, before the full plenary of the second meeting, Archbishop John C. Wester of Santa Fe, on behalf of the Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Santa Fe, and Seattle Diocese, delivered a statement in support of the treaty. They called upon world leaders to demonstrate progress toward nuclear disarmament by a deadline of August 2025, the 80th anniversary of the atomic bombings during World War II. In another action, people from communities around the world affected by the development, testing, and use of nuclear weapons wrote a collective affected community statement about the harms they have experienced and continue to experience. They acknowledged, quote, nuclear colonization has disproportionately impacted indigenous people and marginalized communities. Indigenous people's lands were taken, bodies were used, people were bombed. End quote. In March 2025, the third meeting of states' parties will meet at the United Nations in New York. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.